Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I don't know if you saw this, but I came across this picture, and I couldn't help but you know, see this and read a little bit about this. But apparently there is, I guess, a world famous sheep named Shrek. Okay, I've never, it's really? World famous, I've never heard of it, but a world famous until now, named Shrek. And the idea about this sheep, okay, is that he was found, I guess he was hiding in a cave or trapped in a cave, and he was there for 6 years. And the way the story goes, that during this time, his fleece grew without anyone to shave it. And so you're seeing a picture. We're going to have a picture available for you on the torch, but you're probably looking at that. That's what that looks like, okay?
It's like a giant cotton ball.
That's 6 years of fleece. Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's 6 years of fleece. And they weren't able to shave. You know, obviously he wasn't able to get, you know, get his
he hadn't seen the barber in a while.
To get shaved off. And when they finally shaved his fleece, okay, it weighed an amazing 60 pounds.
Are you serious? Hair?
60 pounds now.
Oh,
now,
goodness.
My understanding is that fleece shouldn't weigh no more than 10 pounds, okay, with the exception 15 maximum.
Oh, my goodness.
And this sheep went around for 6 years with 60 pounds, eventually, of a fleece.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is that when the shearer got to the sheep, it only took 28 minutes to pull off the 60 pounds of what that sheep was carrying. And it just kind of reminds me of the Good Shepherd, Jesus, in John 10, you know, and how God is really so good to us. You know, we are the sheep, right?
Mm-hmm.
He is the shepherd, the Good Shepherd, and you know, God has a plan for us. He wants us to remain close. He wants us to remain very near to him.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, there are some sheep, we'll talk about that in a minute, but some sheep have wandered away from the shepherd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And you look at how what happened to this sheep. I mean, my goodness, 6 years in hiding, you're going to come out like a big old furball, cotton ball. And you got to see this picture. We're going to make it available. But it's like, oh, my goodness, dude. It's 60 pounds of stuff. You can't even see his eyes. I mean, all you see is like his bare mouth. He's just one big giant.
See a couple of hooves and his nose.
I mean, that's it. That's it. And we got to remember God's the one that's leading us.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if we're not leading ourselves. And, you know, Psalms 23 says that the Lord is my shepherd. He says, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. Think about that. He, God, he guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, think about it. God still leads.
Mm-hmm.
He guides. And he restores. But oftentimes, I think many people just claim a promise out of the Bible and just say, hey, that's mine. I'm going to receive that. I'm going to take that for myself. And it's like, well, you got to understand, sometimes you got to do something here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to apply this to your life. And it's true. Yes, the Lord does guide. He does restore. He does lead his sheep. But the sheep have to stay close enough to be led, to be restored, and to be guided.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, what is getting ready to come? 2014, listen, strap on your seatbelt. I mean, tie your Bible to your arm. I mean, I'm saying, listen, you don't need God. Mm-hmm. You are going to need God. And I think that things that maybe we're tolerated, things that maybe you were able to fly under the radar and not, you know, I don't think that's got, listen, we're coming to a day and an hour where you're going to need to be very close to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to need to be very, very, very close. But this sheep wandered away. Mm-hmm. Iwanda was hidden in a cave. And you think about carrying six times the weight of something that he was never meant to carry. It's amazing that he survived, really, the sheep, and they were able to find them. Mm-hmm. But I can't help to see the glaring message in this picture and in what happened to the sheep. The thing is, we got to stay close. We got to stay close. We were meant to walk closely with the Lord. And when we wander away from God, the weight becomes heavier and heavier and heavier. Mm-hmm. At the same time, the longer we stay away from him, that veil, if you're not hanging with the truth, if you're not hanging with Jesus, come on. I mean, who are you hanging with? Mm-hmm. That veil, if you're not hanging with the truth, more than likely you're going to be comfortable with the lie. Mm-hmm. And that veil is going to become thicker and thicker and thicker over your eyes where you begin to start believing any lie of the enemy. Because you're away from the truth. You're away from God. And there's so many things that right now the enemy is using to entice people and pulling them away from the shepherd. You know, there's different things that are happening. People are being used to pull you away. There's mm-hmm. all sorts. And you cannot be ignorant. Mm-mm. You can't, you know, keep your eyes off of the Lord. You listen, careful, careful. The next step you take, you could be walking off of a cliff. And you just thought you were just going to, you know, relax a little bit or mm-hmm. pull away a little bit. Listen, the devil, just he'll eat your lunch. And you want to stay close. You want to stay grounded. You know, I've heard it said, and I can't verify this, okay? I can't verify this, but I've heard it said that when a sheep has a tendency to wander away, real sheep here, you know, a real sheep, but a natural sheep, not a spiritual sheep, a natural sheep, wanders away, that the shepherd would break one of the sheep's legs and as a way to help that lamb, you know, that sheep not get away. You know, mm-hmm. And he'll carry them, he'll feed them by hand so that the sheep will learn who the shepherd is, hear his voice, be familiar, and you know, bring them close. Because the shepherd, at first glance, you look at that and you think that, that could be brutal. I you know, I can't verify this. I just know from my own personal, you know, I've had a couple breaks here or two. You know what I mean? I've had maybe all four broken, maybe twice at least. I don't know. But God would allow certain brokenness to come into our life because he loves us. Mm-hmm. He loves us. He really, really, really does. And he will allow things to happen, you know, that maybe will hurt our flesh or maybe hurt our feelings or hurt what's going on in our life only to save us from going over that cliff or being taken out by the enemy. And we need to be able to hang with the Lord because there is no other way. You know, Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Mm. Shrek was carrying around a heavy burden right there, 60 pounds of burden. Mm-hmm. But there was three important words, because it's not just going to happen. That's the whole thing. It's not, you know, instant Christianity, microwave. Listen, it doesn't work that way. You know, you can't read a book and just, you know, all of a sudden, you know, get everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Right. You need to hang out with Jesus. You need to abide with him. We're going to talk about abiding, by the way, today. You don't want to miss today's program. We're going to talk about loving God's word and loving God. But there was three important words in the beginning of this verse of scripture. Three important words. Come to me. So we got to come to Jesus. We have to come to him. It's just not going out. We're the ones that take the first step here, mm-hmm. if you will. You know, God loves us. He's drawing us, but you got to put some skin in the game, if you will. You got to get in there.
Right.
James 4:8 says, "Look, come near to God, and he will come near to you." It's a beautiful and amazing promise in the Word of God. But we need to draw close to him. We need to be there at his feet. We need to be there listening to his voice and obeying his word. Listen, there are real devils out there. There's a real strategy to take you out. But listen, even if there wasn't a strategy, even if there wasn't evil, even if there wasn't, God is good enough. His love and his mercy are so beautiful that you want to be around him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a wandering sheep. Don't be like Shrek walking around with 60 pounds of unnecessary fleece burdening you. All you need to be is close to the Lord where he can begin to shear those things off of your life so that you can become freer and freer and freer. Let me tell you, I bet you Shrek was very free from 60 pounds getting off of him. You know, get that stuff off of you. Get that stuff off of you. It only took 28 minutes to pull off that sheep's body what he's been carrying for 6 years. All you need is to spend time with Jesus. All you need is to be in his presence. And it's amazing just by being with the Lord, abiding with him, seeking him out, coming to him, drawing close to him, God will begin to change you. You'll go from glory to glory, but you're not going to do it on your own. Listen, the good shepherd is here for you. Stay close because he loves you and he has an amazing plan for your life.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful.